Well, it's a big show.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. Also by Starwood Motors. We have six candidates this week. Let's run through the list and vote on which we think is the biggest. Starting with candidate number one, tonight at the Winspear Opera House at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Tony Bennett.
Hey, got him in studio this morning.
We do? When's he coming in?
He's right there.
I don't see anyone sitting in the guest chair.
You do Tony Bennett 364 days a year. The one time it's pertinent, you don't do it.
I don't do Tony Bennett. A jerk.
Turn off his mic.
You came along and everything started to hum.
George talking about me right
now. Nope, not going to talk to you.
It's a real
good bet. Not going to talk to you.
One of my favorite sports moments / musical moments. World Series, Rangers at San Francisco, and after the second or third inning, as the sun is setting over the hills, the Pacific, that beautiful ballpark, Tony Bennett came out and sang, "I Left My Heart in San Francisco." That was a magical moment.
That was awesome. Yeah,
that was cool.
They're probably tired of it out there, aren't they? Does he do it every game?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
They're not tired of New York. In New York, are
they? Yes, they are.
I don't think so.
Oh, I guarantee you they are. I guarantee it. Money back guarantee it, Craig.
Right. What about? I guess you're done with that point.
Do they do, does Steve Perry make it out to every Giants game singing Don't Stop Believin' or whatever?
No. His wheels are so far off, I don't think he can get out, out of the driveway anymore.
They are. That's why he's not in the band.
He is 87.
Good.
Steve Perry?
No, it's Tony Bennett. He looks great for 87, and yeah. Sounds great.
But he's too old to rock at 87.
Yes.
No doubt. I don't think I'm too old to rock when I'm doing my paintings.
Can you make a half-court shot? There you go. Jerk, right there.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week, Thursday night at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah, bet.
Part of the Red Dirt Series. Casey right. Donahue.
Hey, all right. That's my buddy.
Get our Casey Donahue with us.
Say this Wednesday?
Thursday night.
All right. What am I doing Thursday night?
He's got the rehearsals. Good butt.
Now, Tony, hey, listen.
Yeah, Casey's greatness. He's a big P1, too.
But for some reason, pants can go all
night. The biggest kick he gets out of the ticket is the fact that everyone calls me Jody.
Why?
I don't know. He thinks that's hilarious. Even he calls me Jody now. Support the great Casey Donahue. Puts on a great live show.
Burleson Elk, right?
Yes, Burleson
Ab.
Elk.
Yeah. All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the American Airlines Center, The Road Show, a gathering of Christian rock acts, including Skillet.
Skittles?
Skillet, not Skittles.
A lot of people said that this song was not a good song, but I believe in this song.
The secret side of me,
I never let you see. I keep it caged. Rich, this kind of sounds like it's up your alley.
You guys have had some crossover success, too, in the hard rock world.
Mm-hmm.
And Third Day, another band that's there, has had some crossover success in the rock world.
How big are they?
I don't know about Skillet. Third Day's pretty big, though. My wife's a huge fan of them.
Okay. Okay, well, that's a big show at a big venue. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Arlington Music Hall in...
Yo, this is an introduction for my demo CD, Books is in Part 1. This CD is a mix of rap and Christian music. This CD has absolutely no cussing in it at all. The reason why, you ask? Because I feel that I don't need to cuss to have good music, and I think I can keep everything clean and be a good rapper. So that's why that is the way it is. And the first single, if you didn't know, is the second track called My Game Is On Top, and the second single is the fourth track called I Pray.
Don't most artists start their album with this long get right intro? Into
good Lord. That is, for those who don't know, Skittles, the Christian rapper.
The official Christian rapper of this show.
All right, candidate 4, biggest show this week, Saturday at the Arlington Music Hall, Ricky Skaggs. And if you would like to Google Ricky Skaggs, do an image search, you will be tickled that he looks like Wade Phillips.
Boy, he does. With long hair.
He does look like Mike Phillips.
Yeah, have you seen that? I need to tweet that picture I have of him.
Which one you're looking at?
I'm looking at the one on his Wikipedia page.
That looks like Wade Pickett right there.
Awesome?
Funny.
Yeah. All right, this song's called Hamburgers. Hello, Pickett here. Now, this song is called Pickles.
Boy, he had a ton of number one hits in the 70s.
Yeah, so did my dad, Bum.
He's from Kentucky, so that's not red dirt.
Well, no, he's just old traditional country.
Bluegrass.
Do you know the difference between country and bluegrass?
Not a clue.
Is there more banjo in bluegrass?
Yeah, it's a definite different sound. You know, I can't tell you, but I know when I hear it. How about that?
Okay. He had 13 number one hits on the country charts back in the 70s and 80s. All right, candidate. Yes?
I was going to say, that's some greatness, 13 number one hits.
You're telling me. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
What?
Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night, at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Ryan Bingham. He gained a lot of fame a couple of years ago when he won an Oscar with T-Bone
Burnett. Yeah, he wrote this stuff for Crazy Heart.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some great stuff. Now, he's one of those voices, I tend to like it, but some people's, like Gordo, was just reducing him.
I like his voice, actually.
He doesn't go that hoarse.
He's got bronchitis.
He doesn't have bronchitis.
I sure do, but that way I'm not.
Can we listen to him for just a second?
This ain't no place for the weary kind.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
You called all your shots.
I love this song.
So do I.
Let's get out of here.
See, I think that's a cool voice.
Oh, I think he's got a great voice.
I do, too. I'm a Ryan Bingham fan.
I thought we were supposed to turn on him now that he's gotten more notoriety.
You say that every week. No.
All right, and finally, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town, Saturday night at the Granada, Sarah Jaffe. That's a Ribby boy name.
I've seen her before. She is awesome.
Sarah Jaffe.
What a great musician and singer she is.
I think I may be going to this show.
Really?
Yeah, I like Sarah
Jaffe. Have you seen her before?
I've never seen her.
Oh, man, you'll love the show.
I tried to ask her out once and got nowhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing unusual.
Why?
How many women have turned you down over the years?
Zero?
Whatever.
Well, you said Sarah Jaffe, so that's one.
Yeah, Sarah Jaffe's the only one.
She is a good.
I don't know why she turned me down. I mean...
Well, good God, look at you. As your doctor once told you.
What are you talking... That is private medical information.
Why'd you share it several times over the years?
Because he forces me to say this stuff in a...
The story is Gordon went in because he wasn't feeling well, and he said,
I was depressed.
I just don't feel well. I don't have any energy. And the doctor said, well, good God, look at you.
Yes, it was not the best of bedside manners. I think even he would acknowledge that was a low moment in his practice.
All right. Biggest show coming to town this week, is it? Candidate number one tonight at the Windspear, Tony Bennett. Candidate 2, Thursday at the Windstar, Casey Donahue. Candidate 3, Friday at the American Airlines Center, Skillet and Third Day. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Arlington Music Hall, Ricky Skaggs. Candidate 5, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Ryan Bingham. Or Candidate 6, Saturday at the Granada, Sarah Jaffe. Jody.
I'm going to vote for my good personal friend, Casey Donahue.
Gordo.
I'm going to vote for the girl who I think lives here, but she rejected me romantically, and that's Sarah Jaffe.
All right, Rich.
Very disappointed you didn't have Amon Amarth with opening acts Enslaved and Skeleton Witch tonight at the House of Blues.
Is that Christian music?
It's good Swedish death metal, actually.
Swedish
death metal.
But I will go with Tony Bennett.
Thank you so much, Rich. I also did not include a show Thursday at Club Dada. They have to be P1s. The name of the band, The Front Bottoms.
Actually, they're from up northeast, I think.
Are they P1s?
No, I don't think so.
They just came up with that term on their own, too?
Right.
Wow.
Should have copyrighted it.
All right, Jer?
I'll go with Tony Bennett. Go see him before he dies.
Thank you for saying that, Jeremy.
Tony Bennett.
I'm going to vote for Tony Bennett as well.
Wow.
So 4 votes to 1-1. Biggest show is tonight at the Windspear, Tony Bennett.
All right, what's next in the corner?
Is this a worse trend than vodka tampons? Next.